Our next speaker this afternoon is Mr. Leighton McCullers, and he is from the University of Arkansas, and he'll be talking about the impact of defoliation on select growth stages in rice.
Okay, thank you for that introduction. I'm going to start with a little background about rice. It was first domesticated in China around 8,000 to 9,000 years ago. It is currently grown in 100 different countries, and around 140 million acres is harvested each year. Moving into Arkansas rice, it is primarily grown on the east side of the state, encompassing 40 of the 75 counties known as the Grand Prairie. It was introduced in 1902 and is Arkansas's top export. It produces around $2 billion annually and produces 49% of the U.S. supply. I'm going to talk about a few common pests of rice, moving from left to right. Starting on the left, we have the grape colaspis, which is a pest before the flood is applied. And then you have the rice water weevil, which becomes a pest after the flood is applied. And these are primarily controlled with insecticide seed treatments. You then have the rice stink bug, which becomes a pest when the head emerges until harvest. And then you have the fall armyworm, which I'm looking at for my study, which is a pest throughout the whole growing season. So rice has three main development growth stages, which are vegetative, reproductive, and grain filling. And the three growth stages that I'm looking at for my study are the 2-3 leaf, second to third tiller, and the heading growth stage. So the fall armyworm is in the order Lepidoptera family Noctuidae. It migrates as far north as Canada from its overwintering sites in South Florida, South Texas, and New Mexico. It has a broad host range, and it is a foliage feeder. The fall armyworm has two different strains, the grass strain and the corn strain, and you can find the grass strain feeding on rice, Bermuda grass, and soybeans, and the corn strain can be found feeding on corn and grain sorghum. The current recommendation for Arkansas is 6 larvae per square foot, and treatment should be is most successful in the late afternoon when the larvae are climbing up to the top of the canopy to feed, and you should treat if it is seen feeding on the flag leaf, panicle, or stem. So right now we have a very broad recommendation because we are going off of our best guess on when economic loss is occurring. So farmers are treating their fields early in the growing season when they're seeing lots of larvae and lots of defoliation, as well as late in the growing season when they're seen feeding on the head as well as the flag leaf. So with this, with my study, we're trying to bring that, we're trying to make that more useful for growers and farmers. So moving into my question and objective, my question is what infestation level an amount of defoliation leads to economic loss, with my objective being I want to evaluate the damage caused by armyworms at different growth stages of rice using cage studies as well as simulated defoliation. So my first aspect of my objective is my cage methods. We utilized a 3-foot by 3-foot plot and placed a 6-foot by 6-foot cage over that plot, and then buried metal sheet flashing around the inside of the cage to keep the armyworms isolated as close to the rice as we could keep them. And we had to line that metal sheet flashing with petroleum jelly to keep them from escaping the cage. We had to do this for the 2-3 leaf as well as the 2-3 tiller growth stage. And with the heading growth stage, we did not because the flood was applied. Two factors went into this: the infestation timings and infestation levels. My infestation timings being 2-3 leaf, 2-3 tiller, and heading, with the infestation levels being 0, 6, and 12 larvae per square foot, which adds up to being 0, 54, and 108 armyworms per cage. We used a randomized complete block design, and 4 replications were done of each. So how we did this is we used 2-3 instar larvae, and for the 2-3 leaf and 2-3 tiller growth stage, we placed these in cups and put them in the middle of the plot and allowed them to disperse on their own. And with the heading growth stage, we had to place each individual army worm on the plant because the flood was applied. So moving into some results that I have.
Is that our computer?
Yes, I think
I'm
so.
Sorry. I hate to interrupt them. Do you want me to try to restart it?
You can.
I don't want to. I just imagine my horror if I was a student this was happening to.
So for the second to third, we use second to third instar fall armyworm, and we place these in cups for the second to third leaf and second to third tiller growth stages and place them in the middle of the plot and allow them to disperse on their own. And for the heading growth stage, we placed each individual armyworm on the plant and made sure they stuck so they would not drown in the flood. So here are some results from this past summer. On the y-axis, you have the percent yield of the untreated check, with the x-axis being the different growth stages, 2 to 3 leaf, second to third tiller, and heading growth stages, with the infestation levels being 0, the untreated check, 6 per square foot, and 12 per square foot. So with the 2 to 3 leaf growth stage, we did see a decrease in yield compared to the untreated check, but with the second to third tiller and heading growth stages, we did not see a decrease in yield compared to the untreated check. So moving to my second aspect of my objective is the manual defoliation. We utilized 3-foot by 3-foot plots, and these plots were left uncaged, and we took stand counts to ensure that the plots were uniform. Two factors went into this as well, defoliation timing and percentage defoliated, with my timings again being 2 to 3 leaf, second to third tiller, and heading growth stage, with the different percentages being 0, 25, 50, and 100% defoliated. So how we did this is we took an average plant height in the plot, and for the 2 to 3 leaf and second to third tiller growth stages, we manually defoliated the whole plot with scissors. And for the heading growth stage, we only defoliated the flag leaf. 4 applications were also done of this. Some results from this past summer. On the y-axis, you have the percent yield of the untreated check, with the x-axis being the different growth stages, and the different defoliation levels being 0, the untreated check, 25%, 50%, and 100% defoliation. For the 2 to 3 leaf and the heading growth stage, we did not see a decrease in yield compared to the untreated check, but with the second to third tiller growth stage, we did see a decrease in yield for the 100% defoliation compared to the untreated check. So as the growing season was coming to an end, I started noticing that the armyworms were hanging out on the head of the rice versus the foliage, which didn't make much sense because they are known to be foliage feeders. So we decided to do a preference test to determine if they enjoyed feeding on the head better than they did the foliage, because after further observation, I was noticing that they were eating the pollen and anther off of the kernels, essentially blanking the kernels. So how we did this is we took sleeve cages and we placed the sleeve cage over just the head, just the flag leaf, and both the head and flag leaf, and placed a metal coil inside of the sleeve cage to keep the sleeve cage from collapsing and killing the armyworm. So each day when we came out to check mortality and replace if the armyworms were dead, we wanted to record whether we saw the armyworms on the head versus on the foliage. And this is just for the sleeve cage that had both the head and the flag leaf in it. So on the y-axis, you have the percent of the time that the armyworm was seen either on the head or the leaf in the sleeve cage. And as you can see, the armyworm was seen more on the foliage than it was on the head. We also did a percent blanks. On the y-axis, you have percent blanks, and on the x-axis, you have the head, the flag leaf, and both the head and flag leaf, with 0 being the untreated check and 1 being one armyworm was infested into that sleeve cage. When the armyworms only had the head to feed on, we did see a significant more amount of blanks associated with that compared to the untreated check versus the flag leaf in both the head and flag leaf. We did not see a significant more amount of blanks compared to the untreated check. So what I'm trying to determine here is determine the damage caused by the fall armyworm defoliation and when subsequent injury occurs at different growth stages. So Moving into my conclusions, for the cage infestations, we did see a decrease in yield for the second to third leaf growth stage for both the 6 and the 12 larvae per square foot infestation levels. And for the manual defoliation, we did see a decrease in yield with the 100% defoliation for the second to third tiller growth stage. And with the preference test, the armyworms preferred the foliage over the head, and we also did see a significant more amount of blanks when they only had the head to feed on. So some future directions that I'm planning on carrying out this coming summer is we are going to rear the fall armyworm and infest the cages with 5 males and 5 females, allow those moths to mate, lay their eggs on the rice, allow those eggs to hatch, and allow the larvae to feed. And what we are trying to do is we're going to let them feed to a certain defoliation and then terminate the larvae. So the defoliation we are wanting to see in the plots would be 25, 50, and 100%. I am also going to do a greenhouse study. We are going to treat four seed treatments, Dermacor, Cruiser Max, Verimark, and Nipsit. 5 reps will be done for each treatment, and 10 seeds will be planted in each flat, as you can see in the picture, and then placed in the sealed boxes in the back of the picture. And what we are wanting to see here is how long the seed treatment will persist in the plant to effectively kill the fall armyworm. And with that, I would like to thank my major advisor, Gus Lorenz, the Arkansas Rice Promotion Board, Arkansas Plant Board, the University of Arkansas, and everybody that helped me this summer. With that, time, I'll take questions. The preference test, we did not check it at the same time each day, which we are planning on doing since they're more active in the afternoons, so we're going to make sure we check them more in the afternoons.